eat breakfast. Remember these commercials.
From the biggest to the littlest shaver, everyone loves the fruit flavor, the fruit flavor of Trix, the fruit flavor cereal, T-R-I-X, Trix. Oh, Trix. Trix, the fruit flavor cereal makes an exciting breakfast treat.
Treat.
Fruit flavor and bright fruit colors.
Colors.
Raspberry red, orange, lemon yellow. No extra sugar needed. Just add milk because Trix are sugar-coated.
Fun Trix. It's got what I like. Fruit flavor and fruit colors. Trix are fun.
And Trix are fun to eat as snacks. Right out of the box.
My, have times changed, right?
Oh, my goodness.
Do you remember that one?
Oh, sure, isn't
it? That one's from the 60s.
Fun.
Yeah, yeah. So
get some today. Some Trix.
Okay, here's the next one. You'll probably recognize this as soon as you...
Hello there, killer. Welcome to the gym.
Hey, you're Tony the Tiger.
That's right. From Kellogg's Sugar Frosted Flakes. Also the boxing coach.
I'm a real fight coach.
Okay, killer. Now, the first thing is, put a tiger on your team with Kellogg's Sugar Frosted Flakes. They're crisp flakes of corn with a secret sugar frosting. Have them with milk or cream. They're jumping with energy.
They're good.
Good. They're great.
So that was Frosted Flakes. And, of course, we know that those are sugary.
They suggest having it with sugar
and cream.
Right. They were fun. They were exciting. They were colorful and sugary.
And sugary.
And sugary.
Times have changed.
Oh, Mommy's favorite caramel delight. But she says it tastes too good to have fiber.
Fiber One's high fiber.
Isn't that a lie?
No.
Yes, it is.
It's not.
Fiber One. This is for Fiber One, and it's still a little girl.
Truthfully, they reduce a third of a day's worth of fiber. Besides, if you were a liar, these pants would be on fire.
Good point.
Good point.
Thank you.
They're not, are they?
No.
Fiber One, cardboard no, delicious yes.
A little bit different emphasis. People are going more for the fiber.
I know.
First of all, do you eat breakfast? And second of all, what did you eat? Why didn't you eat breakfast this morning? We're going to talk next to Lindy Brown. She's going to tell us how important it is to have breakfast.
Good morning.
Good morning. What does breakfast mean to our bodies?
Think about the word itself, breakfast. You're breaking the fast. That's where the word comes from. You've been asleep for, 8, 10 hours, hopefully, some of us a lot less than that. But you haven't eaten during that time. And so you're breaking a fast by refueling your body. When you wake up in the morning, your glycogen levels are at their lowest point. And glucose is a basic fuel for the brain, your central nervous system, and it also helps to fuel your muscles for the day. So especially if you have an exercise routine, you've got to have that fuel in your body in order for your body to function properly and for you to get the results that you're looking for.
When I would get up really early, like at 5:30, and I was doing some biking at 5:45, and I would eat an apple before I went because I just didn't want to eat a lot. Is that a good thing?
Yes, absolutely. There are a lot of people who work out first thing in the morning, 5:30 in the morning, and they don't eat before their workout, and that is even okay. I always say, eat something small, whether it's, something like an apple or a banana or maybe a handful of, almonds or something. But for some people, they want to get their workout in and they don't want to eat beforehand. That's okay, but make sure then that you are refueling your body, within a half an hour of finishing that workout.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So when we had an article that's talking about how cereal is declining as a favorite breakfast food.
Yeah.
What is a good, I was playing some commercials about how it used to be really focused toward the kids because they were sugary cereals, and now we've got the fiber.
I was listening to that.
Oh, did you? Wasn't that amazing?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, sugary, to put cream in your
cereal. Right, put cream in your sugar-coated cereal.
Well, anyway, times have changed, but what is something really good to start off your body with in the morning?
It depends on people's taste. A lot of people get stuck up on, thinking about needing to eat traditional breakfast foods, and they may not like traditional breakfast foods. I mean, there's nothing that says that you have to eat eggs and toast in the morning. If you would rather have a sandwich in the morning, have a sandwich, but it's best to have a combination of whole grains and some lean protein. If you are sticking with, traditional breakfast foods, then, scrambled eggs or egg whites and some whole wheat toast, You know, putting a fruit spread on your toast is good.
Mm-hmm. All
you know,
fruit,
anything,
not sugar, right? All fruit.
Yes,
right.
Exactly. And fresh fruit in the morning is great. You know, it can be, you know, anything from grapefruit to apple to banana. That's good as well. You know, and if you're on the go, finding a good, you know, shake, there are some great shakes out there that are made now that can be really convenient, you know, to grab on the go. For a long time, I was somebody who, you know, just ate like the granola bar and the yogurt in the morning, and I wasn't giving my body enough. And by 10 o'clock, I was absolutely starving, you know, trying to get through my day because I hadn't fueled my body properly.
Mm-hmm. So you need to eat enough also, right?
Yes. Yeah. I was at Target the other day, and I overheard a couple of ladies talking, and one of them grabbed a box of granola bars and said, "This is what I eat for breakfast, you know, in the morning." And they were looking at the nutrition information, and one of them said, "Well, that has 200 calories in it. Isn't that a lot?" And the other lady said, "No, not if that's the only thing I'm eating in the morning." Yay. And I went over and I was like, "That's not nearly enough. Like,
oh,
that's
wow.
not a lot."
Yeah.
You're actually breakfast, I think, should be one of the biggest meals that you have during the day. It should be about a third of your calories for the day. Now, if you're going to be spreading your meals out and not having, you know, three meals a day, which I recommend, it could be a little less than that. But yeah, it needs to be enough food to keep you full until lunch so that you're not then reaching for something, you know, sugary. Because when our blood sugar level drops, that's when we start to crave things that are unhealthy.
Have breakfast. That's Lindy's biggest recommendation, right?
Yes, yes.